on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Mind you, the old TMO in the world of rugby union causes some debate as well. Nick Stiles, the new Queensland Reds coach. G'day, Nick.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. It always seems a bigger controversy in league sometimes, Nick, than it is with the TMO and union.
Oh, no, listen, we've got the same issues with the TMO in rugby. It can be very frustrating at times. But anyway, onwards and upwards.
2-year contract, looking forward to it?
Yeah, really happy. I played for the state, very passionate about the Queensland Reds and the opportunity now to, you know, lead a revival in this team is something that excites me. You know, last season with three wins and a draw, just not good enough. And, you know, we've got some exciting players next season that will help us get back to where we should be.
Mate, I reckon it'd be an exciting appointment, Nick, because they've underachieved. And if you could get some things going, you'll see a real resurgence of, you know, Reds rugby.
Yeah, you look like a genius, won't you?
Yeah.
Come in at the bottom and work our way back up. But, you know, the good thing about Queensland rugby and also New South Wales rugby is that, you know, the reality is we produce 90% plus of contracted players around Australia. So if you can get your recruitment and your retention of your young guys coming through your state in Queensland, it means you can turn things around a lot quicker. And we've made some decisions in the last 12 to 18 months that, you know, while it hasn't helped with results over that period, it actually means we're going to be successful now, I believe, over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, the Reds won the competition in 2011, and then it's been a fairly steady slide since then. Nick, what do you put that down to?
Probably what I touched on before. You know, just I reckon we probably, if you look back at who left the Reds post that 2011 period, you know, some big names like Radiki Samu, Digby Ione, and Scott Higginbotham. Now, if you know your rugby, you'll know that they were big ball carriers. They provided all the go forward,
yes.
You know, whether it's league or rugby or whatever. You need big ball carriers. And we didn't replace those guys. And the game became very physical with the defensive line speed. And we just didn't stay with the modern game. So I reckon we've made some good signings to bulk up our forward pack and to get some big runners in the back line to get us over that ad line.
We're chatting with Nick Stiles, the Queensland Reds coach. Nick, Jared Haynes available. The New South Wales, you knew it was coming. The New South Wales Waratahs have pulled out of, I'll call it a race for his signature between 20 different sports. What if he came knocking?
Oh, mate, if he comes knocking, he'll be coming knocking for a very cheap cheap contract, and we all know that won't be happening, mate. So, listen, I love my NFL. I'd love to get him on board so I could quiz his mind on the ins and outs of his transition to NFL. But, listen, that won't be happening.
Quade Cooper?
Yeah, he's a different prospect. You know, he's been, you know, since he moved to Australia at the age of 14, he's been in the Red system. You know, he's very passionate about the state. He's committed to the ARU for 3 years, which is great for Australian rugby. And, you know, hopefully the last piece in the puzzle was he's waiting to see who got appointed the head coach of the Reds. And now that I'm on board, you know, hopefully that will convince him to come back to Queensland, where he's much loved and necessary for our future success.
The likelihood, Nick, is it 90% that you'll get him, Quade?
Oh, hey, listen, you guys have been around sport long enough to know that until you get those big dogs' name on the bottom line, you'd never put any percentage to anything. You know, listen, he's been open in his thoughts, and so has the QRU and myself. So hopefully, you know, now we can get that sorted over the next few days, because, you know, I really feel he's the last piece in the puzzle for us to really be a contender again.
Nick, just a general question. I reckon it's a really important 12 months coming up for rugby in the country. Unfortunately, everybody underachieved, all our franchises, from the Brumbies who started like world beaters, the Waratahs came good, mid-season faded. You blokes unfortunately had a controversial start and never got going. you know, the Force and the Rebels. The Kiwis dominated. Where are we at? And we better strike pretty soon and start finding some form.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that long ago we were in a World Cup final. You know, so
that's right.
Yeah, and that, I guess that's the Elite 22, isn't it? And,
yeah, you know, even though... you know, the Wallabies lost 3-0 to England. They'll go back and have a look at a few areas and make some changes. And you've seen already with the appointment of Mick Byrne as with the ARU and the Wallabies around this skills development, that I just reckon you'll see Australia go back to, and Australian rugby go back to what we were strong at. You know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, we were known for our skills. And for some reason, we've just faded off in that space. And mate, that's what we've done at the Reds, and that's what we're planning to get better at, is put a lot of time into those skills, so that the intensity that the game's played at now, you need to have really clean skills to be able to compete. And that'll be a good challenge for not just the Reds, but I reckon all the franchises around Australia.
Good on you, Nick. A great signing for you, mate, and we wish you well.
Thanks very much.